Final score tonight is 3-2, UMass over Merrimack. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, well, Scott, I mean, it was a real battle. Just a one-goal game from the start. You guys, as it turned out, you came back a couple of times to tie the game, but in the third period, weren't able to get the tying goal.
No, we weren't. And it was tough. It was a very, really hard-fought game by both teams. And we came out in the short end. I thought we played hard and got some good opportunities, but weren't able to finish.
Seemed like a lot of the things you guys wanted to do, we've talked at times about identity, right? And I thought you guys had more of an identity tonight than maybe in some of the games recently, in terms of you guys were checking them tightly, didn't allow a lot of shots. I think they had, through two periods, something like only 13 out of 39 shot attempts had actually gotten through on net. So you guys were doing, I think, what you wanted to do, blocking shots and so on. You ended up with almost 20 blocks on the night. So a lot of the things that you wanted to do maybe just weren't able to get enough goals.
Yeah, no, I thought I liked our game. I think if we play like that every night, we're in a good place. We're a little snake bit right now. Things aren't riding for us. And third period, when we really needed the bodies to come back, obviously we lost two players to high head hits, and that made a difference in the game. We finished the game with 10 forwards. So it's tough. It's really tough when that happens. Players play their tail off. You hate to see a head hit, send a guy out of the game, maybe up multiple games.
Yeah, I was going to say a couple of those guys. So you had Mac Welcher, Ethan Bono. Any update on their status, or is it too soon to know right now?
Too soon. I mean, they're not going to play tomorrow, that's for sure. But it's too soon. We just got to figure it out next week.
Overall, I mean, this is almost unbelievable when it seems to happen from night to night. Have you seen a year like this where it's happened? It just seems to, you may get one guy back and you lose somebody else.
Yeah, no, it's been a brutal year in that way. I feel bad for our team. I feel bad for our guys. The grind is hard, and sometimes it hits every team a little bit differently. And last year we were healthy almost the entire year. We lost a couple guys here and there for very short periods of time, and this year it's been obviously the opposite, and it's unfortunate. That doesn't mean that the teams we're going to play against are going to feel bad for us. So we got to try to buckle up and give some guys an opportunity, and hopefully they can answer the bell.
Knowing that it's been that kind of situation, how tough it is, and yet seeing the way that guys come out and playing a game like tonight. Like I said, giving up the body like Mac Welcher did on a play. We took a hit, blocking shots, things like that. That has to, I think, give you some kind of pride or whatever as a coach.
Yeah, no, I was proud of our guys. I thought they played really hard, and Mac plays hard all the time. He was having an unbelievable game before he got hurt. And created a lot of chances for us, stopped a lot for them, and I thought he was, I've moved them all over the place, and it's been tough. He played on the outside last year, and it was really a great year for him, and this year, because of different things, and some of it out of all of our control, I've had to move him back into the middle, and I know he wants to be on the outside, and I want him on the outside, but it's just hard when you have as many injuries as we have, and it just is, it's very different. I've never been a part of something like this.
Well, going back to the first period, so they took the lead 1-0, and then you have to kill a penalty. David Sacco goes to the box, and he comes out of the box and gets a nice feed up the ice from Devlin O'Brien, goes in and scores a nice goal. I mean, we had him as the warrior of the game tonight, not just because of that goal, but because it seemed like when he was out on the ice, I mean, maybe the goal helped, because it did come early in the game, and I thought the rest of the game, it seemed like he played with more confidence maybe than we'd seen before and was out there, playing the physical style that you needed, giving up the body to make plays, what have you. I thought maybe this was the best game that we've seen him so far.
Yeah, no, he was really, always helps as a young player. You score a goal early in the game, and kind of, especially for him, it gets the piano off his back because it was his first. But it was a really poised play. You come out of the penalty box, and you see that you're behind them, and sometimes you stretch it, and you end up putting yourself offside. I mean, we've all seen that a million times, especially from a young player. And for him to have the poise to stay onside, collect the puck, understand he was going to be in a foot race because while he's staying onside, they're making up ice. And then he didn't try to get all the way to the net. That's a really good play. His feet were still moving, so that means the goalie's feet are still moving, and he shot the puck, and it was a goal scorer's goal for sure. So I was very impressed. I was happy for him, and I was impressed with the way he scored it.
They took the lead 2-1 in the second, but again, you guys came back, and it was David Sacco's line that did it. He didn't score the goal, but he's out there, and Luke Weiland made a nice play. Ethan Bono ends up scoring the goal. Frank Jurasevic getting the puck to the net. Overall, freshman looked pretty good on that play.
Yeah, I know. It was interesting because in that play, I looked out and it hadn't even hit me, but we had four freshmen on the ice. And, you know, then they played well, you know. And they're not freshmen anymore. Their freshmen aren't freshmen anymore. Like, they've been through enough already that they're not. There's no such thing as a real freshman at this point in the year, but they played big and they played heavy and they got a puck to the net that Ethan was able to finish. And I laughed when he scored. I said, geez, I think I've seen Ethan score six goals this year, and I think five of them are from the same spot, you know. And so really good play by him getting to the net front off the back wall.
Third period, as we mentioned, you know, they took the lead 3-2. You guys battled the rest of the period, it seemed, you know, trying to get that tying goal, obviously. With about 7 minutes to go, you know, you asked for the challenge to have the referees take a look at something. What did you think that you saw?
Oh, I know what I saw. I thought Ethan Bono got hit in the head. First point of contact. Now, I don't know how hard it was, but I know he's out of the game and out of the next game, at least. So I felt pretty confident in that. Like, I don't always do that. Yeah, you know, so I really liked his game, and when he went out, yeah, that really caused a problem because we'd already lost one center in the game, and we moved Mac there, so we'd already lost other centers before the game. So it's a tough thing to call. I had Mark Gallant do it, I think two shifts he played center, but he hasn't done it all year, and it's not really – I hate putting guys in that situation where they got to do something they haven't been asked to do all year. He did a really good job with that ice, and then obviously you know, I thought we battled from there. I thought, you know, we just had to roll the next guys out.
Zach Borghio call on, I think, to make some big saves. Maybe not as many, especially in the first period or two. But, you know, when there were some big ones to be made, it was at a key point in the game, whether the game was tied or they were up by one. And he's, you know, trying to keep you guys within reach. I thought he made probably some of his biggest saves in that third period.
Yeah, no, I agree, too. We were pushing, and you know, we started diving with our F3 because we needed offense, and they got a couple odd man rushes. I thought our defense did a nice job with it, forcing the outside shot. But certainly, Bourg, you know, he stood big in there, and he gave us a lot of confidence. He played the puck really well as well, and that helped us relieve pressure. So, I think, you know, he's playing well. He's not getting the results right now, but that's kind of how the team is, and he's just another member of it, right? So he's just got to keep playing.
All right. I guess we'll see what the lineup ends up looking like tomorrow night. You go up to UNH, different opponent tomorrow night, and a team that you haven't played yet this year. Maybe quick thoughts on what you guys might need to do tomorrow night.
Well, I got to figure out a lineup, number one. But number two, we have to match, if not try to exceed, their work ethic. I watched them early in the year. I've only watched a little bit of the film. I'll do that tonight. But early in the year, I was so impressed with their work ethic. Like, I think they're really playing the game hard and fast. And they get some skill that can score, too. But they're playing the game hard and fast. And that's going to be a tough out for us. And the way they're playing, they got some momentum. I know they lost today, but they've had good momentum in the second half here. So that will be a difficult game. We got to bring our IQ and bring the legs that we have.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot, Scott. We appreciate it. We'll see you up at UNH tomorrow. Best of luck then.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.